Jess in with you this morning. As we've been talking about, the Hunter Innovation Festival has kicked off right across the Hunter region. There's a full calendar and list of everything that's going on at Hunter Innovation Festival's website. This year, there are events happening in the Upper Hunter, which is really exciting. And this Monday, there's an event happening called Innovation in Equine. It's happening in Scone. And to give us all the details this morning, from Australian Equine Exporting, Amanda Riordan joins me. Amanda, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jess. It's been a big week.
Yes, and next week could potentially be even bigger, starting with a massive event on Monday.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to kick off and have a lovely event over at the TAFE's new Connected Learning Centre on Monday evening. The whole point of innovation in equine is actually, it's although we've got three really great speakers, so we've got Bridget Best from Hunter Equine Centre, Pammy Seckham coming over from Horse Sanity. I also have Associate Professor Yolanda Surgeon, who's also coming up from Newcastle from Creatures & Co. So we have three great speakers, but really the whole purpose for this particular event in the Upper Hunter was to try and have a chat about innovation. So we are looking at innovation pretty much equals problem solving. So what we're trying to do by having this event up here is have some speakers that are going to talk about their situation, have a chat about where they've come from in their particular industries, but more importantly, they're actually going to talk about insight and knowledge around developing solutions. And I really feel that horses in particular, although it's Horse Festival and this is a great fit, but I think people that are around horses actually realise that problem solving is a thing that they do daily, whether it's just feeding up or riding, competing, or actually in the care of horses. So I think it's a really good fit.
That's right. And as you said, when you say the problem solving, it can be anything from those small things to those really big things.
Yeah, and although this is horses, we're actually hoping to get a lot of people in the room. It's a bit of a networking event. We've got a questions and answer component of it, but it's actually to think outside of the box. So it's not necessarily just about equine issues. We want to obviously give people an opportunity to think about new job opportunities, new investment, manufacturing, all those sorts of things, because we have some really fabulous people in the room that can actually take that conversation up for them.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you mentioned the speakers who are coming along. Of course, Pammy Seckham, a Murrurundi local.
Absolutely.
And some fantastic sponsors as well. And businesses are part of this because we have some great local businesses, Magpie Distilling, Holly Dean, Wandering Wild Events and Styling as well.
Yeah, so I've got Linda from Plants on Main, as usual, always jumps in and makes everything look fabulous. And I've also got Becky Kennedy from Tea of Life doing some fabulous food. So, you know, it is definitely an information evening. It is actually about networking and getting together. But, gee, there's some great food and drinks available.
And to get hold of tickets, where's the best place to do that?
You can go onto the Facebook page. It is actually, Scone Horse Festival have actually got a little prompt there in their calendar for them. We actually have, it is a ticketed event, so we do have cut-off numbers and they are selling very quickly, so I suggest you get in today. It's actually 5 for a 5:30 sort of kick-off, so we can actually have a bit of mingling and networking before the event. But yeah, no, come along, I think it'll be fabulous.
Fantastic. Make sure you head along to this one. Of course, for everything Hunter Innovation Festival, head to their website and their social media pages as well. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you, Jess, always.